plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel and you can actually give your dog a bath outside the hotel. They have a new facility which looks amazing. If you're down the beach, the dog gets dirty, you bring him up and he can have a little shower in the car park outside the hotel. Anyway, you can pop in as well to the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel for a bite to eat and for a cup of coffee or a beer or whatever. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock is where we record our show live every day. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? It's going to annoy some of you, particularly if you are a social housing tenant. You are going to be very pissed off with this. A guy called Sam got in contact with us over an issue he's having with a house he bought in Balbriggan. His problem, to sum it up, is social housing, and his belief that most of the anti-social issues being caused in his area are by people in social housing. He says he paid big money for a house to be in a nice area, not surrounded by troublemakers in social housing. Have a listen to Sam's rant, and I'd love to hear from you if you live in social housing. I think you should cover this in your podcast. We bought a house in Balbriggan a year ago and paid big money for what we thought was a lovely estate. Turns out half the houses there are social housing, and I can tell you this for nothing, a lot of the social housing families are ruining the estate. Their kids are running amok and can't be controlled. The houses in the estate aren't that old, but the social housing ones are already looking run down because they aren't keeping them looking well. All the antisocial stuff happening there is caused by the families in social housing. I paid huge money for a house that they got for free in the same estate, and they have ruined where I live. This country is a joke. Now, interestingly, straight after we put Sam's story on social media, Eddie messaged us with a very controversial opinion, which I'll read to you. Social housing should be separate from private housing. You work hard to better yourself, and your reward is to live in a nice area with less antisocial behaviour. I'd be gutted if I was paying a high mortgage and social housing was put either side of me. That's what Eddie had to say.
I don't think that's a controversial opinion that he's saying. I think most people would agree with that.
The reason we have blended housing now is because
I never agreed with that, by the way.
Okay, because social housing was ghettoized, basically. Yeah.
So now you ghettoize everywhere.
No. It's only a percentage.
Okay, here's my opinion. Here's my opinion on it. When I grew up it wasn't a private estate, by the way. What's the opposite of private estate? Public estate? I don't know. Yep. Anyway, I didn't grow up in a private estate, mm-hmm. Okay? And it's fair to say, everybody, that back in the day, private estates were quiet estates where nothing happened, where, you know, there was no antisocial behaviour. And I remember, now, we didn't have much trouble in our estate, but we had the odd joyriding car, we had a couple of scumbags and stuff like that. And I remember I had a friend who lived in a private estate 15 minutes away, and I used to love going to his estate because it was quiet, it was kept properly, everything was in order. And I always thought to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to work hard, because I have ambition. I'm going to work hard and I'm going to get a house in a private estate. That's my goal. My ambition is to get a house in a private estate where I can bring up my kids in a safe area where, you know, there's no antisocial behaviour. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, because at the time this was only coming in, this social housing thing. And I can understand why he would be pissed off. He's after paying big money for, by the way, he told us, did he get back to us? And I don't know if he wants us to say, actually he did, he messaged there, about how much he paid for the house. So
which was?
395 grand for the house. So that doesn't come easy.
No, of course it doesn't. No.
And if you're paying that sort of, I know as I'm saying this, people are going to go bloody mad, but this is the truth, and a lot of people feel this way. If you're paying big money for something, you should get what you pay for. Okay, so he's obviously, he paid 395 grand.
And he got his 395 grand house.
Because he wanted a house in an area where there was no anti-social.
There's no place that you can live that guarantees you've got decent neighbours beside you.
There used to be. Yes, there was. There was. Let's be honest, there was. When you were growing up, there was estates.
The first estate I ever lived in, a private estate in Wicklow, the neighbours across the road were the dirtiest scumbags on earth.
Okay, but most antisocial behaviour back in the day happened in areas that were predominantly social housing. And okay, I'll give you an example here. I hate throwing this area out, but it's always the first one that peeks into my head. Compare the levels of antisocial, if you were to do percentage-wise, compare Ballyfermot to Castleknock.
Social housing was ghettoised into Ballyfermot.
Which area has more antisocial behaviour? Ballyfermot.
Ballyfermot, yes, of course. But that's because social housing was ghettoised.
It doesn't work.
It works better to spread people out.
It worked fine when I was a kid. The people who worked hard to buy houses,
those people are still buying houses.
Would you listen to me for one bloody second? The people who paid, who worked around the clock to better themselves and to buy houses in private estates, didn't have to put up with joyriding or antisocial behaviour or scumbags throwing rocks at their cars or bullying their kids on the streets. They didn't have because they paid. Why do people pay big money for houses?
Sometimes I wonder, but own your own house.
Okay, put you on the spot again, okay? So you were offered, there's a competition tomorrow, Adrian, and you were offered a new house, okay? So you won the competition. Mr. Kennedy, you can have this house in Malahide or this house in Coolock. Which one are you going to take? So they're both three-bedroom houses. Do you take the house in Malahide or Coolock?
It's kind of an odd question.
No, it's not an odd question.
Yeah, probably Malahide.
Why? There you go. Topic over.
It's not actually over. The reason the areas like
people don't want to hear this.
I'm going to say it again. The reason that there is a disproportionate amount of antisocial behaviour in areas like Coolock or Cherry Orchard or whatever is because social housing has been ghettoised.
So in other words, what you're saying, and you've literally shot yourself in the foot there, what you're saying is that people in social housing are more likely to commit antisocial
activity.
That's what you're saying. That's the inference that you're saying. That, I mean, you're more or less calling Ballyfermot a ghetto, which is very wrong, to be honest with you.
Here's some people in Ballyfermot will call it that.
Who would call it that?
Many people in Ballyfermot will call it that.
Anyway, that's the point I'm making. It's an inconvenient truth. People don't want to hear it, but they are the facts. Is that the majority of people, given the choice, would prefer to live in a private or estate with mostly private housing in it.
Okay. Eddie, why are you angry over this? Please tell me.
I'm not angry, but it's common sense. First of all, I will say, your man didn't do his homework before moving in. He is paying out nearly 400 grand. It's the biggest investment he's ever going to make in his life.
Absolutely.
So he should be doing his due diligence for months
Adrian,
driving in every now and then, checking out the area, seeing what kind of scrouch are hanging around, asking the local TDs about problems in the area. This is a huge investment that's going to shape the rest of your life. You want to make sure you get it right, so you do your homework. That's the first mistake he made. Now, I will say this. Everyone has the right to housing. And before people come on here and say, I'm running council areas down, I will say this. There's good and bad in all areas.
Absolutely.
Private and council.
Correct.
But the fact is, and the stats to back it up, there's more antisocial behaviour in council areas than private areas. So no, I don't think social housing should be in with private housing. For example, you work hard to better yourself, to raise your kids in a nice area. What's the point in getting a third level education, putting yourself in thousands of pounds in debt, if you're going to end up with the same house in the same area as someone who had absolutely no get up and go? Where's the incentive? You know what I mean? Your hard work pays off. There should be a reward. On a Facebook page last week, right, there was an American lady asking for pointers on where to go in Ireland. We got chatting. I told her in a camper van, and she went, oh, you're lucky. I immediately stopped her and said, hold on, there's nothing luck about that. That was sacrifice and long hours and hard work and extra shifts. And if you want something nice, you bloody work for it. You know what I mean? And you're saying,
You see, what I'm hearing here, Eddie, is begrudgery. You begrudge somebody.
Do you know this thing about integration, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we were talking about there, because everywhere was ghettoised. So say, for example, now, I go out and spend nearly 400 grand to live in a private estate because of integration, I now have a higher chance of antisocial behaviour in my area. Do you think that's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay. However, integration means that if there are, let's say, issues with social antisocial behaviour, it's spread across the country instead of being ghettoised.
It's spread across the country. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So the person now that spent a king's ransom to live in a private estate and have a good quality of life now has a higher chance of antisocial behaviour because it's spread out.
Sorry for your troubles.
Do you know what I mean? If you want something in life, you bloody work hard for it. You know what I mean? So they should be separate, 100%. And like I said in my message, I'd be good if I was paying a king's ransom and two families moved in beside me. They're probably getting it. Now, I know it's not free, right? I know it's not free before people say it's a means tested and it's based on whatever you're getting. But I'd probably put myself through university or tour level education or worked hard, many sacrifices. And you've got the same house as me by doing none of that, which means...
So you do begrudge the person then?
100% I do. 100% I do.
So you begrudge somebody being assigned social housing...
Hang on, Adrian.
No,
that's not what he's saying. Eddie, don't let him put words in your mouth because...
I know. He's trying to trick me.
This is the same Adrian that about 6 months ago... Eddie, he's going on about his begrudging. This is the Adrian about 6 months ago that gave out. He was on a flight and he paid for priority boarding on the flight. And he went off on this big, huge rant on social media because the airline let people on the same time as him that hadn't paid for priority boarding.
When did I ever say that?
Yes, you did.
Absolute bollocks.
No, it's not bollocks. A big bitch fest about it.
No, I did not.
Why do you pay for health insurance?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Adrian, here's a question for you.
Go on.
Why do people in council houses, when they do well in life, move to private areas?
Yeah, why didn't Joe Duffy stay in Ballyferm, Adrian?
You know, because he wanted to better himself. They want to raise their kids in a nicer area with less crime.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that people who are in receipt of social housing, who are on the housing list, who are being housed by the local authority, they should be in the Kips and you should be in the nice place.
No, hold on. No, I'm not saying they should be in the Kips. You're saying that. I'm saying social housing should be separate from private housing. And whoever lives in that social housing...
And let's keep
If they want to bring it down, that's up to them. But I'm not calling it a Kip. You're calling it a Kip.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks. You're annoyed listening to Eddie. Why?
There's not enough social housing. That's the problem. That's why there's a lot of social housing now mixed in with private housing.
Because any development that is developed in Ireland, a percentage of it has to be handed over to social housing. Do you think that's a good idea?
At the end of the day, they have a roof over their heads. There's more private housing than there is social. I live in a mixed estate, so I do. I live in Northwood in Santry, so I do. And some are private and some are social.
Now, there you go, Eddie.
Yeah, well, I still don't agree with it. You know what I mean? If her estate was 100% private, I guarantee you now the crime level will be lower. That's just a fact. And the stats are there to back it up. You look at all the estates around and it's always the same ones over and over. Always the council areas. I'm not running them down. It's the people that live in them that are doing these things that are running them down.
Now, Anya,
you can't make everyone out to be the same, Eddie.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't, and I said it at the start of my message. There's good and bad in every area.
Only a few weeks ago, Anya, on this podcast, we heard of antisocial behaviour in Northwood, precisely where you live. The argument here is that antisocial behaviour in Northwood is not being caused by the people who own their property. It's being caused by the council tenants.
Yeah, I agree with that. Some tenants are running amok.
Okay.
Right? But that issue that you're after saying that happened there a few weeks ago, I remember listening to that podcast. You're the first person that was after telling me about that.
But my point is that the antisocial behaviour in Northwood, where you live, is not being caused by the individual owners of the property. It's being caused by the council tenants.
So,
can you understand why somebody like Eddie is arguing that this just isn't fair? That somebody pays 400 grand to buy their own place and they have to put up with the shit being caused, the antisocial rubbish being caused by council tenants?
I can understand. No, I can. I can understand where Eddie is coming from. But at the end of the day, they're not all the same brush. some are good, some are bad. And I agree with Eddie.
And I said that at the start.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Eddie that some are bad and some are good in all
of like, it's like when you own something, you look after it better, right? It's like they say the fastest car in the world is a hire car. Because when you hire a car out, you drive it like it's being stolen. When you go from council estate to private estate, you know it's a difference straight away.
Lads, I'm just looking at a website here, and this is a website, I don't know who set it up, but it's a website, it's called Dublin Insider. And from what I can see, it's a website, this particular website is set up for people who want to move back to Dublin or move back to Ireland. And it lists the six areas that you don't want to buy in. Where do you think is number one?
Cherry Orchard.
No idea.
Okay, I'll give you the top. What did they give? They give a top. Now, this isn't me mentioning these. The top six areas, okay? So, coming in at number six on the chart. Number six is Sheriff Street is number six, or Dublin 1 North Inner City. Number two is, or number five in the chart is Thomas Street, the Coombe stroke Inchicore. Okay, that's number five. Number four on the chart, Clondalkin, postcode 22, Dublin 22. Number three, Finglas. Postcode Dublin 11, number two, Ballyfermot, and number one, Ballymun. What has everything in that top six list got in common?
Social housing,
social
ghettos.
Housing.
Ghettos.
But that's not a nice thing to call
them. But that's what they are.
People live
that's what they became.
Ballymun is a ghetto.
Ballymun's a lovely place.
But Adrian, can I ask you a question?
Not really, Jeremy.
Oh, is it not?
Adrian, can I ask you a question?
Go on, Eddie, yeah.
So say, for example, tomorrow I'm a developer, and I build a private estate of 300 houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I build a private estate of social housing, 300. And in 20 years' time, you would argue that the social housing has become a ghetto, wouldn't you? You'd say that, wouldn't you? Probably. But why hasn't the private estate become a ghetto?
You see, part of the reason that we have this blended setup is because not enough social housing was being built in Ireland. That's part of the reason. But the other part of the reason is to integrate people who are in social housing with people in private housing. And
it's unfair.
It's unfair.
It's bloody unfair. Oh, 100%. Adrian, where you live out in North County Dublin, right?
Mm-hmm.
At one stage, I'd imagine you live probably in a row of detached houses or whatever. You know, but say, for example, you were paying a mortgage and then all of a sudden two families moved in either side of you. Now, I know it's not free housing, but they're paying a fraction of what your mortgage is. Are you going to be happy with that?
I'm going to ask you a question and I'm not going to go into details. Okay. How do you know that that exact scenario that you just painted hasn't happened? Because
I'm asking you, would you be happy with it?
Because it has happened. And I'm not going to go into the detail of it. It has happened. And am I happy about it? But there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, so you're not happy about it.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. There's nothing I can do about it.
Straight away. And any working professional in this country who's busting their bollocks to pay a fucking King's Ransom mortgage isn't going to be happy with that scenario if it happened.
Liz sent us this WhatsApp voice note. Have a listen to this.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say I'm on a council estate. What I see are beautiful children, beautiful teenagers with nothing to do. So maybe the powers that be need to invest more in what these children do. Stop the antisocial behaviour.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
Bonnie, Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. Well, what is your reaction to what we've been listening to here? That it is unfair to have council tenants living in private estates. That's really it.
I think it's unfair to have unworking council tenants in private estates. Like, I don't mind council tenants who are working, who look after our homes and stuff like that. But the antisocial behaviour usually comes from the people who are unemployed. And
I have to be honest with you, Claire. I don't necessarily agree with you.
I disagree with you. It is usually from that. And like, realistically, it is a free house if you're unemployed and the dole's paying for your rent. So it's unfair.
First things first. everybody who is a social housing tenant is paying rent. The mere fact.
Oh yeah, but if you're paying your rent with your dole money, we're paying their rent. It's not a free house then. It is a free house then. If you're paying it with your own money that you work for, it's not a free house.
Okay, but here's the issue. We don't have enough houses, as you know. We've a chronic housing shortage. The state has bought up or rented some houses in private estates in order to put a roof over people's heads. Are you begrudging them a roof over their head?
No, they can have a roof over their head if they want to be rough and cause problems. You can build a ghetto out of the field somewhere and build a house out there, but any social tenants that should be put in the private estate should be cherry picked.
Should be cherry picked? What, to see that they're nice people?
What should you, like, yeah, obviously.
How do you, this is ridiculous. How in God's name do you cherry pick somebody to see if they're a nice person?
If they're working, if they looked after a house in the past, if they have, if it's a local town, you know their name, stuff like that. It's very easy to cherry pick people. I tell you, it's always the same people, and they'll have a name. Look, Garda Betting, sure, you could tell you who, if they have charges against them, stuff like that. It's very easy.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is, if a social housing tenant is to be placed into a house in a private estate, that is a house that has probably been bought by the local council, you're saying they should be vetted, basically. They should meet certain criteria of being decent human beings.
Yeah, like, do you disagree with that?
I think it's absolute shocking discrimination against people.
Okay, but what happens, Adrian, if
you... You're discriminating against who? A scumbag?
Hang on.
I'm sorry. Like,
somebody who qualifies for social housing qualifies for social housing.
Problems is not a protected ethnicity. You know, you're not protected. You're not. It's not racism. It's not discrimination. You're not a protected species by being a scumbag.
I mean, Adrian, you look at that. I have to agree with a lot of what Claire is saying. You look at a lot of the topics we've covered on this show over the years, and it's people, good people living in estates that have been ruined by families of scumbags, yeah, who don't deserve a roof over their head because they're absolute scumbags. Their kids are throwing rocks at the buses going by, and they're given, you look at Ballyfermot, yeah, there's lots of lovely, decent, hardworking people, salt of the air people living in Ballyfermot, and they are living in squalor because there's families of scum that have been put in beside.
Okay,
them.
But the bit that I don't agree with Claire.
But what is Claire saying that's so wrong?
She's saying they're all unemployed.
And as well, here's another.
I never said they're all unemployed.
But what you said was, if you are unemployed, you aren't entitled to be in a private house.
Not necessarily, but I'm saying it's obviously can't say it's 100% correct the way I'm judging this. But most of the time, if you're working, you are a certain caliber. You're hard working. You're going to look after your house. You're going to put money into your house. Obviously, there's an epidemic of single mothers at the moment. That's fine. A lot of women who are not getting support from their partners, ex-partners, and have to live in social housing and can't afford to work or can't afford childcare, that's a different story. But if there is people there who are just generational unemployed people the minute turn 18, where's my council house for my 7 kids? That's different. Okay, there's a different thing here. If you're working and you want to put money into your house and you're looking after your house, I see no issue being in a private estate. But
sure, how do you know if somebody's going to look after a house until they're actually in the bloody thing?
If you're renting out your own house, Adrian, I think you'll know pretty soon if people are coming to view the house who's right for your house and who's not. You're not going to just pick a random person out of a hat. Come on now.
Let me share a story with you, Adrian, that will back up Claire's point. And this is another issue that hasn't been addressed. I have a couple of friends who 10 years ago saved up their bollocks off, like lived in the family homes, lived with their parents for ages to save up, yeah, to buy their forever home, their dream home, the home they always wanted, the home they wanted to raise their kids in, the home that they thought their kids would feel safe in. And they bought out in Lucan, an area out in Lucan, which is a fairly decent area. They bought it in the state and bought the house there. And lo and behold, social housing moved into the same estate. They cannot now sell the house. They want to move out of there. They want to move further afield down the country to get away from it. They cannot sell the house at the price that they want to because of the reputation that the estate has. Now, they have told me that on days you go in to the estate during the days, and on a sunny day there's lads out sitting on the wall drinking cans and stuff like that. And as they they're not sobs, but as they said, we didn't work our bollocks off and save our life savings to live in an estate that now we can't sell the house because of that.
So then what I'm hearing from all of you is that we should not have any integration.
So when did you become a socialist, by the way?
That we should not have any integration. If you are somebody who is in receipt of social housing, you should be put, you should all be lumped in together, which is the way we did it traditionally, and it didn't work.
Well, it did for the people who paid through the nose for housing.
Nobody said that bar you. I have no issue with integration. I think with social housing, integration should work. It does not work in Ireland. Realistically, if you put one social housing in 10 houses, there should be no antisocial behaviour. But unfortunately, that's not the way it's working in Ireland. The developers who have to give a minimum out to their houses, just is it 20%, is it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, 20%.
Usually what they do is they chuck the 20% all into one side of the estate, all living beside each other, and it creates a mini ghetto. So this problem isn't solved. If you have one social housing in 10 tenants and one street, there's going to be no problems. But it's when you put loads of people together, the likelihood is, and it's not saying everybody on social housing is rough or anything like that, it's not the case at all. And realistically, it's not hard to be on a social housing this way we pay wages in Ireland. It's not. But I'm on about the career people who are doing this for generations and generations. You put them all together, you put them aside, and there's going to be trouble. They look for trouble. They love hanging out with each other and causing trouble together. It's nice. I worked hard. I bought my house at 22 during a housing crisis a few years ago. I worked hard. I put myself through college. I did all this. Why should I have to be put in beside a ghetto? Why should I? And I live next door to people who are in social housing, but they're hardworking people. They look after a house and they were clearly well met to be put up where we are.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Darren.
It doesn't matter where you go in Dublin, because it's all a fucking kip. Antisocial behaviour everywhere, except for D4.
Where am I going now?
Oh, absolute kip of a place.
Say it as it is, Darren and Neil.
Lads, I grew up in Ballyferm, and same thing, where we're around the same type people. But a lot of the people were good at the time. Well, it does just prove, you know, you can be in a massive, perfect area, but just some people around you are just not the best. Thankfully, I grew up okay. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Rona at recruit.ie direct. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
Here's a WhatsApp voice note from Dara, who says, I would not live in a council estate.
I actually agree with Eddie, is that his name? I wouldn't personally live in a council estate or even dream of buying a house there. If I had the money to buy, I would not go near those areas, because it's absolutely right. Like, I've worked hard for everything that I've got and the job that I have and my degree and my education, and I want to live in a nice area where I'm not going to be worried about my kid growing up being exposed to negative influences like the certain kids that hang around those estates. And you do see it, like, if you drive by where I live and compared to some of the rougher estates, it's all different type of teenagers and kids hanging out, and it's what your kids are going to grow up with, like, at the end of the day. So even from that point of view, like, it's understandable that you'd want them exposed to less antisocial behaviour.
Claire, you wanted to just react to what you were hearing there, yeah?
I don't know why you keep saying that it's not a free house. If you received a house off someone, like inherited a house, or somebody sold you a house below market value, revenue would be coming after you to pay the difference in the value that you've received a gift of. Okay, so when you're receiving a house well below market value to pay rent on, it is basically a free house. And if you're not working,
no, it's a subsidised house. It's a subsidised house. It's not free.
But realistically, statistically, most people who are on the social housing list aren't working. They're receiving benefits from our taxes. So we're paying for the house. It's not their money that they're earning. It's free money they get off the state that goes back into the state through a different department.
I got a house at a young age. I'm very proud of myself for it. And why shouldn't I be proud of myself? Why should I then have to buy a house and then suddenly the council decide next week, oh, sure, there's lovely greenery over the road. I'm going to build 20 social houses there. Just because they fucked up over the years. No fucking way. I paid enough money for my house and I'm not going to lose the value on it because they fucked up.
And I think it is. I think it is begrudgery. And I suffer from the same begrudgery as Claire does and most people, is that when you pay big money and make such sacrifices to get a mortgage, yeah, and you see somebody getting the exact same thing that you did without that hard work, obviously you're going to be pissed off at them.
Okay, but you happen to be in a position in life that you're earning money and
because
whatever.
Because I work hard.
But some people just don't get there.
Some people just don't want to work hard.
Jeremy, did somebody give you a silver spoon growing up and suddenly that you've been handed this house?
I grew up in a council estate as well, but I actually... when other young fellows were out robbing cars at night, I was doing my homework to do well in school so I could go to college and get a good job. Everybody has the same start in life, Adrian, in this country.
No, sorry. I disagree.
I don't know if it's a good begrudgery either.
I would say nearly sometimes I'm jealous of people like who are in the exact same house as mine, the money I paid, who are paying a quarter. Maybe it's jealousy, but I don't begrudge people who look after houses, who have lovely families, who are integrating well into the society. I don't begrudge them people at all. I think it's brilliant when you see work, or you see even a non-working mother with loads of kids who's been left high and dry by a scumbag partner and vice versa. I'm not going to be sexist, it can happen the opposite way as well, but I think it's great that they've gotten the help and they deserve it and they're looking after a house and they integrate well.
And by the way, Adrian is wrong what he says. Everybody has the same opportunities in
no
life.
They yeah. don't
yes
you don't have the same opportunities. Okay. Hang on for a second.
How come I ended up with a good career being brought. How come you did? You were brought up in a kip of an estate.
No, my estate is a private estate.
That wasn't really.
It was across the road from a council estate.
Okay, but how come so many people then come from council estates and end up doing well for themselves?
Because they make an extra effort. Exactly. Yeah, everybody has the same start in life is wrong. That's wrong.
I believe your future is in your hands. Your hands.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess? Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I came to the council saying I'm fine. Is that pure coincidence or what?
No, because Jeremy just said he came from a council estate as well and he turned out fine. He put a lot of work into his life and here he is.
If your man sounds like cribbing about so much, go build your own house in the field then.
Okay, so one of the arguments here is that... antisocial behaviour in private estates, blended private estates, are mainly caused, the antisocial behaviour is mainly caused by council tenants and their kids and family.
I don't know if I agree with that though, because in my opinion, it's scum rather than scum. Just because you come from a council estate doesn't mean you are a scumbag.
Can you understand why somebody who might have paid 395 grand for their house is living next door to somebody who is a council tenant?
Yeah, well, like if they have that big of a problem with it, go to your build your own house in the middle of the field and don't be cribbing about it.
Okay, so you don't understand why somebody might be annoyed over that, do you?
You're stuck with your own home.
No, you're not getting it, Jess. You pay big money. Yeah, you pay big money because you want to live in an area that doesn't have the social housing problem. Do you not get that?
Yeah, but not everyone who comes from an area is a scumbag.
No, not one person said that. In fact, not even Claire said that. Like, listen, I'm just...
The attitude people have of, oh, I don't want them near me, like...
No, that's not what people are saying. People are saying that someone like Claire worked her arse off to buy a house because she wanted to buy her house in a place where
not
she...
Her,
no, but she wanted to buy her
not
house.
Her.
Nobody wants to buy their house in an area where there's going to be kids out joyriding and where your child is going to get into a bad group. Nobody wants to bring their kids up in a place like that, do they?
Well, obviously not, but if he really thinks it's that big of a problem, then why does he not just move to the middle of fucking nowhere then?
But why should you? Why should you have to move? If you pay through the nose for a property, you are paying, and that's the reason.
Pay through the nose to build your own house, then.
But that's the reason why property is more expensive. Why is a three bedroom house in Castleknock four times more expensive than a three bedroom house in Finglas? Why is that?
Because from what I think.
No, hang on. If it's down to bricks and mortar, if every house is the same, yeah? If every... In other words, if I took a house...
It's because of the post bricks.
If I took a house tomorrow, yeah? I took a house in Castle Knock, yeah? And lifted it up with a big crane, yeah? Lifted that big house up in Castle Knock with a crane, yeah? And drove it... And drove that exact house down the road and put it in the middle of Mulhuddard, would the house still be worth the same price?
No, because it's not in a posh, snobby area.
Well, why would it be more expensive in Castle Knock than Mulhuddard? Same house, the exact same house.
Because, as I said, it's full of posh snobs.
It's full of posh snobs, and that's what makes it more valuable. Listen to what he's saying. If you have a house, if you have an identical house and you move it from Castle Knock to Finglas, why will it half in value?
Because people automatically see places like Finglas and all, and think it's lower class and beneath them.
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to just bring in a few more messages before we wrap this up. Jay sent us this message. He is not at all happy with Claire that we were talking to a while ago.
Jay's lads, there's some amount of snobs on that, especially that fucking Claire one, if that's her name. I'm not even listening to her. But I live in an estate. It's a mixture. It was originally a council estate built in the 70s. It was one of the worst estates, I believe, gone back then, years ago. Then the council offered these rent-to-buy schemes years ago. I don't know whether you're familiar with that or not. I don't know. I wasn't kind of born. I have neighbours, obviously, two either side of me. Both have owned their own homes, so don't cause them any problems. I don't have these parties, I don't have any of this fucking crack, you know. I work hard, I pay my rent, you know. I look after the property, both inside and outside of it. And I even cut the grass for the neighbours next door, you know, and a bit of power washing. So, like, to brand all kind of council tenants that pay rent, it's not a free fucking house, as bums, lazy, social fraudsters, and so on, whatever, is beyond a joke, you know? But, I can't understand the snobbery out of somebody, like, you know what I mean? And what council's going to buy a €400,000 home like me is beyond me, like... Fucking prove me wrong on that one, but I've never heard of a council buying one house for €400,000, like, you know what I mean, or €400,000 or whatever. But that's my two cents in it. Like, you know, not everyone's bad in council council housing estates, and that's coming from somebody that was in, grew up in Darndale. You know what I mean? I'm still kind of working on my career, but I'd never own my own home in this country. Never. What's the point? Getting yourself into debt, working to try get money up and all that crack, to own the home only to be dead 10 to 20 years after it. Makes no sense to me, but hey, look, at each to their own. Good luck.
Now, fair enough, Jay.
I know Claire has gone off the other line, but I would say at the moment I have a vision of Claire on her phone literally pulling her hair out listening to what he was saying. By the way, the council does buy houses
for €400,000. Yeah,
because
and in fact, I'm about to play a message that will prove exactly that point. Have a listen to this message from Helen.
I bought a house 20 years ago. It's now worth nearly €1 million. And the council have just bought two houses beside me and put members of the travelling community in. I actually don't have any problem with them. They're very good neighbours. Don't even know they're there. But I do have a problem with the council being able to do that because it has devalued my house. It's nothing, I don't have anything to problem with them. They're not causing any problem. But the fact is, they're members of the travelling community and they have devalued my house. So all these people that are complaining about council houses, if you're buying a house at that price, you're not going to get nice neighbours at the best of times anyhow. I bought an expensive house to live out rural, to be away from neighbours, and that's what I had. So just get on with it.
All right, Helen, thanks very much indeed. That completely counteracts the message that we played before that, which was the council don't spend any big money on...
Well, of course they do, because there's houses in my estate that are social housing. And did they get them at a knockdown price?
They do get them at a cheaper price. However, councils have bought up private housing on the open market to house, like that lady said, members of the travelling community, for example.
Members of the travelling
community. Nothing whatsoever. However, her issue is that the council spent so much money on the house.
Now, the politically correct brigade would say if they were, you were out looking for a house and you saw a halting sign next door to you, it wouldn't bother you. But the chances are it would affect the sale of the house, wouldn't it? That's just a statement.
Anyway, it's just...
How do you guarantee when you're buying a house now that you're not going to be beside antisocial behaviour?
You're not. This is the point of this conversation, that yes, it can happen, but you can't vet your neighbours before you buy a place. It's literally the luck of the draw.
Unvetted, undocumented neighbours.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And that way, every time we upload a new podcast, you'll get a notification on your phone, which will let you know that we've just uploaded a brand new podcast. So make sure you click subscribe or follow. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, or send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and that has been Opinions Matter. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.